It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time to talk Symphony, the annual 4th of July show. Kelly Thompson, the conductor, the El Queso Grande, the maestro, is here with us along with Van Merritt. Have we ever done, have we ever talked about the 4th of July show?
No,
I don't think. Or, I'm sorry, it's actually the 3rd of July,
it
by
is,
the way.
Yeah, in Rifle.
It's Centennial Park in Rifle, and I don't know why, just never have before.
Right. Yeah.
Things worked out. We had an opening on the schedule. It's kind of how... how our lives work, isn't it?
Right.
This all takes place again on Wednesday afternoon, the 3rd, in Centennial Park. So it's at the west end of 5th Street in Rifle. When, I assume, Symphony will probably start setting up shortly after noon.
Oh, no, it'll be mid-afternoon.
Okay.
That we'll kind of start loading in. The show is starts at about... a little after 7:30, and
so it is an evening show.
Yeah, it's an evening show because we're going to go with the fireworks, which since it's been so moist, we may actually get to have this year. So that's good.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be very nice. Not that the laser shows and all that were not great,
right?
But it's nice to actually enjoy some fireworks from time to time. So Van plays the saxophone. Last time I tried to make him a percussionist, and that just didn't work out, apparently. Woodwind instruments.
There you go.
I think we were joking last time that, you know, what do you say? Somebody that's going to be on stage, you say break a leg, you know, bend a valve, bend a plunger, you know.
Break a reed.
Break a reed. May your reeds be dry. I don't know.
That's true.
Something along those lines. If I remember right, were you in Symphony when Kelly got here?
No.
Okay.
No, Kelly's been here quite a bit longer than most of us.
That's why they made him the conductor.
There you go.
Not as long as some, but I have been a while. Yeah. 2001 is my first year. Right. When was yours?
Mine was 2009.
Okay, so 8 years. Yeah. Haven't you taken over once or twice when Kelly was singing or something like that?
Yeah, I've been an associate conductor for the past 3 years or so, and we'll step in when he's got a singing assignment, or sometimes it's a solo, sometimes it's an ensemble, like a quartet or something like that. So we all step in and cover each other's parts so we can pull off the program.
Symphony, of course, has a long, storied history in this area. Folks performing as far away as Grand Junction, all the way to Aspen, to Eagle, Vale, that kind of thing. Anytime you get that many musicians together, there are always going to be subgroups of different people that enjoy playing together, and sometimes it's along the same lines, and sometimes it's a little different. Of course, I'm talking about Noodle Soup.
There you go.
Which is the subset of Symphony, which or the array, I guess you might say, Kelly.
Yeah.
Just let it go, folks. I don't even have time to explain. Anyway, Noodle Soup will also be doing a couple songs on the 3rd as well, right?
Yeah, so they're actually going to start at 7:30-ish. It'll be probably just a touch after because we're doing a sound check prior to that. So as soon as we finish the sound check, we'll get Noodle Soup up there and start the show right around 7:30, and then the symphony will hit the stage probably about 8:15 or so.
And Noodle Soup, for folks that don't know, this is like Dixieland, right?
Correct, yes.
So mainly brass?
No.
No?
We got a couple, I guess we're a little heavier on the brass.
Probably so, yeah.
So maybe that was an accurate statement. What am I saying? I'll let Van talk.
We try to hold our own in the woodwind sake. Yeah, it's a 8-piece group. We got, I'm doing clarinet this season instead of saxophone. Clarinet in the symphony and clarinet in the...
So you're doing your Fred McMurray imitation.
Yeah, there you
for
go.
The few of you that remember that.
Mm-hmm. But we've got clarinet, trumpet, two trumpets actually, and a trombone, and then tuba and a rhythm section with piano and drums and banjo. So we try to maintain our programs as traditional New Orleans style jazz, and best commonly known as Dixieland.
Sure. How long will the Noodle Soup be performing?
About 40, 45 minutes.
I mean, almost a full set.
Sure.
If you're thinking about it from that standpoint. Right. And again, everyone is welcome to just hang out anywhere in Centennial Park where you have a big viewing area. Obviously, that's where a lot of people show up to watch the fireworks.
There's quite a bit of room between the band shell and the water park area there. So that's where most of our audience will want to sit. And you do get a great view of the fireworks from there, too. We generally can be heard even in that oval section on the other side if we get speakers headed out that way, which I guess we'll talk about shortly.
Apparently. So I hear. That's my understanding as well.
So, but yeah, if you want to see us, and I don't know how many people actually fit in there, but it's quite a bit of room. So.
Sure. Well, when they get spread out, it's hard to really tell.
Right.
You know, when
everybody take a number this year so we can count.
Right, exactly. Take a number on the way in.
Right.
Just don't wait for anybody to call that number. Again, everything starts at 7:30 Wednesday night. It's been a tradition for several years now, the 3rd of July.
Yeah, and you know, I really like it. It just kind of kicks off the celebration for the 4th of July. We get the fireworks right at night before the 4th and kind of puts you in the mood for celebrating our nation.
Well, and if you want to check out some kind of 4th of July festivity somewhere else, you can. You can kind of get two 4th of Julys.
Yeah.
You know, the pre and then the one actually on the 4th. So it's actually very cool. And you're talking about folks can actually watch the fireworks. They're going to be setting them off from the fairgrounds again this year, right?
I believe so.
You'll be, if you're watching the band shell from where Kelly was talking about, you'll be looking right at where the fireworks are going to be going up.
Yeah. And in fact, if you go to our website, you can see a picture from a couple of years ago that shows us playing and the fireworks going off behind us.
So. Cool. That website, by the way, is sitv.org. Again, 7:30 is when Noodle Soup takes the stage in Centennial Park and Rifle. Again, if you're not familiar, that's just the west end of 5th. If you turn left onto 5th from Railroad, you can't help but hit Centennial Park. You can't go any further. The road kind of dead ends there. If you make it all the way to Rifle Creek, then there's a problem. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more with Van and Kelly in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Maestro Kelly Thompson and Van Merritt from Symphony in the Valley and Noodle Soup. You play trumpet in Noodle Soup, right, Kelly?
Yeah, and sing. And that's why there's two trumpets, because Brad and I kind of take turns singing and playing. And it's just a lot of fun.
Are there any patriotic Dixieland New Orleans jazz songs?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, aside from the fact that it's just part of, you know, the country's history,
yeah,
right?
We've got a few patriotic tunes in our folder. We love the American Patrol, which most people will remember.
It's Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller days, correct. Battle Hymn of the Republic. Kind of help me out. I can't remember.
This is what the set list is for.
Yeah. Didn't bring my set list with me, but yeah.
I'll look.
Yeah. And, you know, we might add to our listeners that our Noodle Soup Dixieland Jazz Combo is not just an instrumental group, because Kelly mentioned that he and Brad Swart, local fellow here from Rifle, take turns singing. And I would say that probably 95% of our tunes have vocal.
A lot of them.
Vocalists
okay.
with them, yeah. So
it's interesting because when I think of that type of music, I think of most instrumentals.
Right, most people do, yeah.
Interesting.
And I think we actually started out that way several years ago, but we've incorporated arrangements now that almost everything has a vocal line with it.
Well, having somebody that can sing helps a lot.
It sure does.
I hope someday we find one of those.
So what are some of the other songs, Kelly?
Well, I'm looking at the list and trying to find anything else that's patriotic. And Washington and Lee Swing, I knew, and When the Saints Go Marching In, although we haven't done that one recently. Right. But
what about the vocals, though? Some vocal songs that folks would definitely recognize.
We've done things like Birth of the Blues. Let's see. St. James Infirmary, Brad sings that one and does just a great job. I think that was that was one of Frank Breslin, if you remember him, one of his favorites, and he sang it with the group. I kind of replaced Frank in the group after he passed away. And it's kind of a tribute to him to do that one.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. This is a free event, by the way. I guess I should mention that.
Right, yeah.
So just show up whenever, nail down your spot, get ready to hear some great live music from local musicians, and then watch the fireworks as well. And speaking of the fireworks, again, Symphony will be playing while the fireworks are going up. It's definitely songs that you picked for the fireworks. It's not synchronized per se,
right?
But definitely stuff that goes along with the patriotic theme of the 4th of July.
Yeah, we tend to do a lot of the traditional thing, Stars and Stripes Forever. That one kind of has a permanent place in the set list for the this show. So yeah.
I would expect that. Yeah,
right. Star-Spangled Banner.
Right.
That one too.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it happens on the 3rd of July, so right. A day early, as it has been for the last several years in Rifle, starting at 7:30. In Centennial Park, and
the symphony is performing on the 4th in Glenwood for that celebration as well.
So it's a busy weekend.
It very much
for Symphony in the Valley. So what about the Glenwood show in Two Rivers?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are having a laser show, from what I understand. So
so similar to last year, I believe.
And yeah, it's the Hazel Miller Band that's actually playing up to the fireworks. We're prior to Hazel Miller. 6 to 7:30, I believe, is our time slot, and then after that, Hazel picks up.
Okay, so, yeah. Real popular. Talk about not exactly local, but a Colorado act that I know she's really popular every time anybody brings her in. I hear she's a nice lady, too, which helps.
Oh, yeah.
It helps on the back end when it comes time to book somebody if they're actually easy to deal with.
Yeah.
So some Sousa songs probably,
you know, I don't have one this year.
That's
although,
so interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I may be adding one, however, because, I made that realization, yesterday when I was going through the first, we only do a couple rehearsals for this show. It's kind of low key for us, normally used to doing, you know, 6 or 8 weeks worth of rehearsals prior to a show. And this one we get about a week with a couple rehearsals. But yeah, I made the realization last night that I wasn't quite ready with a march. So we'll be passing one more out, I think. So
gotcha.
Stay tuned. You'll have to show up to find out what.
I was going to say, hopefully it's one that everybody's done before.
Yeah, that'll be the plan.
You know, you bring up a great point. Again, you've got this large group of volunteers that shows up to these performances, and between when you decide what songs you're going to do and when you actually perform, and again, you don't completely redo the program every single performance, but still, it's up to the members of Symphony to practice at home and then show up to those weekly practices?
Yeah, generally every week, yep.
And that's in addition to those members of Noodle Soup that also have to find time to practice. Yeah. In the meantime, Kelly is hard at work and coordinating with me at 10 o'clock at night for the interview. And I guess that makes sense now. I understand why you have to stay at work till 10 o'clock at night, because you're spending all this time with Symphony practicing and rehearsing and all that.
Right.
And again, how many members of Symphony? I know I ask you this from time to time, and it does change, and not everybody can show up to every performance.
Right, yeah, so it varies. The last performance, we had about 63 in the orchestra. We were supplemented by the High Country Sinfonia for that show, that added some numbers for us, and that was a fun show. But for this show, I'm going to say we'll probably be a mid-40s, maybe 50. It'll be about how many we have. We've got a lot of people who are out of town for the summer. So, yeah.
What is the process for becoming a member of Symphony?
if you have played an instrument, just, you know, go to sitv.org. There's a contact us section and fill it out and let me know. And you can come to a rehearsal and see if it works for you. And we'll go from there.
Do you require a certain number of rehearsals?
At this point in time, we haven't had that. I mean, we kind of, certainly request that everybody get to as many as they can. But we are looking at potentially adding that as an actual requirement, because it has become an issue from time to time where, you know, we'll have, you know, mostly with people who, want to do some of the solo parts and things like that. It certainly makes more sense if they are at every rehearsal. So
it's hard when the singer and the band rehearses separately.
Right.
Yeah. kind of makes a difference. You were about ready to jump in there with something else, I thought, Van. No? Okay.
No.
You just had that look on your face. So again, go to sitv.org. And, from time to time, you've also had guest musicians. You mentioned guest singers. You've had guest musicians from time to time. Mm-hmm. I know Frank Martin played the last two Christmas shows, right?
He wasn't with us this year, but okay. The two before, or at least right. The one before, he was with us. And he joins us almost every year for the Symphony Swing as well. So.
And you're, of course, always looking for sponsorship for, you do a couple of big fundraisers a year. You're looking for sponsorship for those as well as for the symphony throughout the
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely, yeah. Our season matches the school season, so our first concert for the year will be in October. And goes through May is our last official concert. And then, of course, we've added these Independence Day and the 3rd of July concerts since as well. But, our main season is that. So certainly, yeah, if you want to help us out with our upcoming 2019-2020 season, we'd love to have all the support we can get. It costs money to do everything we do, rent rehearsal space, performance space, music.
That's what I was going to say. Everybody's listening and they're thinking, wait a minute, you said everybody's a volunteer. Why do they need to raise money?
Right.
Well, you've got the royalties for the music.
Right.
They think, well, it's all really old, isn't it, in public domain? Well, sometimes, but the arrangement is not always.
Right.
And it's so complicated when you start talking about royalties.
Right. Well, and we do a lot of new music, too, movie themes.
Sure.
We do
right.
concerts of that from time to time. So.
Right, exactly. So you got to pay for that. You got to pay for the rehearsal space. If it's your fundraiser, then obviously you're renting the performance space as well.
Right.
Where do you rehearse, by the way? Is it always in the same place, or do you move around?
We end up having to move around a little bit. We try to do the high school in Glenwood as our standard, the band room there. As our normal rehearsal space, but there are times when that's being used for other things because it's kind of the backstage green room area for the stage. So if there's
right.
something in the theater, we get kicked out and go to the middle school, which is actually where we were last night for our first rehearsal. Was at the middle school. So.
First rehearsal for the fall
for
season.
For the 4th of July, 3rd of July. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right down to the wire. I like how you operate. That's right. SITV.org, again, is the website, so you can learn more about sponsorship opportunities as well as if you're interested in becoming a member. I know we've talked in the past, if somebody's really passionate about they'd really like you to learn a specific song, you can certainly have a conversation about that and they can sponsor that in some way.
Yeah,
there's no set formula, I don't think, for that. It's just, okay, what's it really going to take for us to learn this song? Does it make sense for Symphony to learn it and go from there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll take one final break again. The 3rd of July, Symphony in the Valley performs for the Independence Day festivities in Rifle in Centennial Park. Starting at 7:30, so get there around 7 o'clock, nail down your spot, listen to some great New Orleans jazz from Noodle Soup, and then Symphony takes over, what would that be, around 8:30 or so, with about 15 minutes to get everything situated and back to...
8:15, 8:30, somewhere in there.
So something along those lines, anyway. And then Symphony will be playing with the fireworks as well. I hesitate to say this because we still don't know yet, but it sounds like we may broadcast the symphony performance as well this year, especially during the fireworks for sure. But
Excellent.
We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can make I think we can, but we don't know for sure because Kelly and I haven't talked about all that stuff. So we'll have to have you come back tomorrow and we'll follow up. Okay. We'll definitely let you know if we can do that. We tried, I want to say, a couple years ago, and we had some technical issues, so this year we need to figure out how to get rid of those. But anyway, website is sitv.org if you want to learn more about Symphony. And remember, on the 4th of July, they'll be in Two Rivers Park in Glenwood. You said it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we take the stage about 6 o'clock. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Again, that's on Thursday the 4th in Glenwood, Wednesday the 3rd in Rifle. So if you want to go to both, you can pick and choose.
Yeah, I'll be at both. So.
That would be a very good thing. That's okay. Otherwise, Van can take them. Yeah. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Van Merritt and Kelly Thompson from Symphony in the Valley. Busy, busy, busy during Independence Day. All the 4th of July festivities on the 3rd in Rifle, then the 4th in Glenwood. By the way, I need to circle back around. I said show up around 7 o'clock to get your spot nailed down. Actually, the stuff starts in Centennial Park in Rifle on July 3rd, a little bit before that. They'll have, Jam and Jim the Juggler will be out there, and some other cool things ongoing, as well as... if you want to bring the kids, they will make sure that the water feature, you know, the spray pad where the water shoots up out of the ground, that will be on until 8:30 on Wednesday night. So while you're enjoying the symphony, the kids can be playing there as well. Or maybe play with the kids, you know, if it's hot.
Yes.
I imagine you'll probably have a lot of folks out there. But it is Colorado, so you never know.
Right.
We may all be in winter coats.
Hopefully it won't be raining. But you never know.
Again, you can learn more at sitv.org. I believe that there's actually a link to the City of Rifle's page on the July 3rd festivities from the Symphony website, isn't there?
Sure. That's a great idea. We'll do that.
Something that's interesting, obviously this is a little bit later in the day, but the sun will still be out. It'll still be warm at 7:30 when Noodle Soup starts playing. Being outside like that, I want to say the 4th of July shows are the only ones that you do outside. Do you have problems with tuning with the stringed instruments and that kind of thing?
Anytime there's variations in temperature, whether it's inside or outside, if you get on a stage that is warming up due to the lighting and
that's true.
Lack of ventilation or whatever, which we've had to deal with too, you know, unfortunately, stringed instruments and wind instruments perform opposite when it comes to temperature changes. As the temperature goes up, strings go one way and winds go the other.
Winds get higher in pitch.
Yeah, and then the strings will actually lose pitch.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So
how will you handle that as the conductor? If you hear, you know, that separation starting to happen, will you have the first violin? I don't know what the note is. But
it's A, and it's actually the oboe that normally...
Is it the oboe?
And
I'm sorry.
We do typically more tuning notes when we're experiencing temperature fluctuations.
Yeah, particularly if sometimes part of the orchestra is in the shade,
yeah,
and then some of the orchestra's in direct sunlight, and that really skews the tuning.
Right, because the temperature is no longer a constant. I'm sorry. To paraphrase a movie line from way back when. Oh, I'm really nerding out today, apparently. I don't know what to say. Interesting. So if you hear that tuning note, that A from the oboe followed by everybody else, you'll understand what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you watch a stage show, you know, if you've guitar players usually have a switch that they can hit so that you don't hear it, and you'll see them up there tuning sometimes more than once during a performance, even as you say inside.
Right.
You do not have mute switches for the most part.
No. Yeah.
So it's kind of up. Obviously, you're the conductor, so it is up to you, Kelly, to just listen and pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, a musician will. Will request it. Can we tune again? And then, you know, when, for example, in Stars and Stripes Forever, when the piccolos get broken out, we'll probably do a tuning note there, unless I forget. And
Why is it the oboe? Does it just stay the steadiest, or?
That's part of it. The oboe does have a very, you know, good chance of being in tune, although in today's day and age, most of the oboists will put a tuner on their stand and make sure they're in tune, and then we all join in. But the main reason the oboe is because it's such a piercing sound. It will sail through and everybody can hear it.
Gotcha. While it's not also playing. Drown out by what you're playing.
Not as much, right.
Right. Interesting. Okay. I did not. I'm sure I asked you about that. I do vaguely recall talking about it, but you know, when it's not something you deal with every day, you tend to forget. And I'll be honest, I don't remember what we talked about today. Again, you can learn more about Symphony in the Valley at sitv.org. Last chance to see Symphony perform until the October show. Again, always look forward to the Independence Day performance because it's got a number of patriotic tunes and that kind of thing. You know, I always say you can't turn over the entire set list every time just because of the number of songs and the number of people and the chances for you to get together. But in terms of Independence Day, you kind of want to continue playing basically the same songs from year after year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of patriotic songs to choose from, of course. But, you know, this being one of the shows where we do have limited rehearsal, we certainly try to bring some things back. But I did mention earlier we like to do movie themes, and so we are bringing a couple of those into this show. Apollo 13, the theme from that.
Okay.
We did that a few years ago at the same show and did it in that season at some point too, so I'm bringing that back, and then the Pirates of the Caribbean, some of the music out of that, which is fun, so we're going to do that this year.
Okay.
Nice big tune that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. It's a great, I would call it a fanfare. I don't know if that's the proper term, but you know, just the exciting portion of the music.
Very fanfare like, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the reprise or the chorus, I guess, if you're singing. Yeah,
and then we've got a couple singers, actually. Speaking of singers, we've got Jonathan Gorst is going to sing God Bless the USA.
He'll actually be in town?
And yeah,
I know he's
in town.
He's traveling the world,
yeah,
I know.
Busy guy. He's going to sing God Bless the USA and then Voices of America with Sharon Young, and she's going to sing quite a few America the Beautiful.
Awesome.
Summertime.
Summertime, yeah, thank you.
And the Living
Over
is
the Rainbow.
Easy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And you can see all this in Rifle and in Glenwood, mm-hmm. depending on what you're closest to or what your schedule will allow. In Rifle, during their Independence Day festivities on July 3rd, starting at 6 o'clock, Symphony starts performing at 7:30. And then in Two Rivers Park in Glenwood, a little bit earlier, starting around 6 o'clock, is when Symphony will start performing. Every musician I have ever met has an instrument that they've always been fascinated by, that they would enjoy learning to play, but they haven't yet. In my dad's case, it's the slide guitar, you know, steel guitar. In my case, it's, well, pretty much everything. but I'm curious what yours are.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so because I was a music major in college, I did get to play a lot of the instruments. You kind of have to take a fundamentals class to learn everything. But, you know, I've always wanted to, interestingly enough, this is one that I didn't ever have to do in college, but the guitar. I've never learned the guitar. I've always thought it would be fun, and I just never get around to it. I have a couple at home, and they just sit there and look at me once in a while, and that's about it.
Right, so. With those sad eyes, those sad frets, I should say. Van?
Well, you know, that's a good point. We're being a senior citizen, I mean, I went to school back in the 60s. So back then in our music fundamentals classes, they didn't teach us guitar. And we had experience on every instrument in the orchestra and the bands, but for some reason back then we didn't have guitar fundamentals or anything like that. So I also have always had this desire that I wish I could play either electric bass or guitar or something like that. So we sometimes, you know, you fiddle around with it, but you just don't have the expertise you need to be able to do it correctly.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. My dad tried to teach me how to play the guitar once, and I messed around with it enough that I got the blisters on my fingers, and that was it. call me a wimp, I guess. Well, it's interesting. I don't, you know, working outside, I don't mind blisters, no big deal. But for some reason, the guitar just,
yep.
Did not love that part of it. Again, you can see both of these guys in Noodle Soup. They take the stage at 7:30 at Centennial Park in Rifle on July 3rd. So I assume Noodle Soup will be performing first in Glenwood, too, at Two Rivers?
At this point, no.
Okay.
It's just Symphony.
It's a little bit shorter. You did say that. And again, Symphony at Centennial Park in Rifle on the 3rd will be performing along with the fireworks show. By the way, depending on weather, there is a chance that they may not be able to do the fireworks. They'll make that decision, you know, that day, depending on what weather conditions are, obviously for obvious reasons. But we'll keep our fingers crossed that the fireworks do happen, and we'll enjoy seeing that at Centennial Park in Rifle and on the air here on KMTS. I said it now. We have to make it. All right. Anything else, guys?
Well, I'd just like to invite our local folks to come out early. Noodle Soup would be at 7:30. You know, bring a picnic dinner or something and spread out the blanket, because the Dixieland music that we play is what I call happy music. It's toe-tapping, finger-snapping.
Absolutely.
Just absolutely really happy, upbeat music, and I think you'll really have a great time.
Bring a little fried chicken.
There you go.
They'd be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's a Southern thing, right?
Yeah.
Fried chicken. Awesome. Again, learn more about Symphony in the Valley at sitv.org. Again, the Wednesday night Noodle Soup and Symphony full show at Centennial Park in Rifle. The Centennial Park event start at 6 o'clock. Noodle Soup starts playing around 7:30 with Symphony 45 minutes an hour after that. And then through the fireworks display.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, Two Rivers Park on Thursday the 4th, starting at 6 o'clock, followed by the Hazel Miller Band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A great way to honor the birth of our country, the independence, right?
Right.
Even though I'm trying to remember, Declaration was actually not signed until like July 6th, right? Even though we celebrated on, and then it wasn't ratified until sometime later in the year, like August or something like that. But July 4th is the day we picked
there it is,
to honor the flag and the birth of our country and all of that. And so thanks for helping us celebrate. And of course, anybody that does celebrate, make sure you do it safely. Mm-hmm. Want to see you at work on Friday morning, or at least on Monday morning if you were smart enough to take the next day off. All the best, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.